Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. My name is Josh. You may know me from NC17. But today we're going to leave that to the side. Today I would like to thank Open Talk 313 The Flash for giving me this opportunity to do a different type of show. Today we're going to talk wrestling. And today's episode is called The Josh of View on Wrestling with Josh Wynn. That would be myself. We will have commentators come in, or a certain commentator come in a little bit later or throughout the show. But first and foremost, I would like to thank Mr. Martez Al for allowing us to be on here today. So thank you for that. And I would like to also thank the good Lord above. Go ahead, Martez.
I'll go hop in and say happy to have you back. I know we were just talking in a private chat. Happy to have you back. Now, I'm a big component of right place, right time. You know, and I feel like this is you reached out to me, actually. Let me be honest. You reached out and you asked if you wanted to collaborate on the show. Because I'm going to be honest. But also, on the flip side, like, I felt like at some point I was going to swing back around to you and see if we can do something. But like, I'm big on timing, and I think this is the right time to start doing this kind of stuff again. And I miss talking wrestling, among other things, with you and many others out there that I've worked with. So this is the season where I want to be able to do this kind of stuff with a little bit of free time that I got now.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I agree. Short history real quick. Mr. Martez gave me my break with another show, and we started talking wrestling. And, well, they were talking wrestling. They were kind enough to let me join. And then things just grew from there, and we've both been supporters of each other. So that's always the best thing, is you not only do you build that friendship, but you build that family. This is my brother when I tell you this is my brother. So. Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, I appreciate you, man. I'm going to have to, one of these days, if I ever get an extra zero, I have to send you the check to put me over. You know, you put me over. I appreciate that. Because not too many people out there are genuine. Go ahead.
Right. I mean, we all need money, but I don't need the money. I'm rich because I'm rich in the people that I surround myself around, because we thrive in a chaos world, but we control the chaos because we are the ones who run this world.
Wow. Now, that's powerful. You got to put that on the shirt, Josh.
Hey, shirt, stickers, name tags, you name it, I got it.
Hey. We already off to a good start. Josh is off to a good start. I'm just riding shotgun tonight. Josh is about to take us to a whole other universe from what I've been told. So for those of you that are listening right now, and those of you that are listening on the playback, and before you get started, Josh, I am going to stream this on Instagram and maybe Facebook, probably in the middle of the night. I don't have a time yet, but I want to do a better job of playing these shows on the social platforms, because sometimes people can't catch us over here on Blog Talk, might not even know about it like that. But if we can get these shows replayed on these social platforms, that might gain some traction, you know, for you guys' particular shows and this platform. So I'm not going to lie, it's a vested interest for me too. You know, you want eyes on your product as much as possible, you know. But that's it, Josh. I'm done talking for the rest of you.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure you'll chime in, because you're not going to be able to hold hold back some of your comments.
All
okay,
right.
So I'm about to take y'all to Wrestling Church. Now, let's start off with today is the first day of the WWE draft. We will see how things shake up, and then by the end of Monday, we'll see how things are going to be. That's all I'm going to say about that. I don't want to make no predictions. I'm just in it for the fun. My main goal today, and I know you got your AEW diehards out there who love it, who want to be part of that 10-person audience that they don't got to fucking have, that they don't got to have pay people to come in to be seat fillers. So here we go. AEW has a roster of 189 individuals. Out of that, they have active individuals of 161. Those active wrestlers, out of those, there's 57 former WWE superstars that Tony Khan has brought in and put over his homegrown talent and all this other stuff, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. That's 30% of your roster is brought in from another company that either A, had no direction for people, or B, they kind of didn't grow with the company. So I get that. Okay. Now, the active men's roster is 126. 126 men wrestling. Now, out of that 126, you got 42 of them who are former WWE people who are shown more than the actual AEW people. I mean, you're relying on the people you got coming in because they're bigger names, because you can't make big names. I mean, you made MJF, but wasn't he also in Tough Enough? So he also is a former WWE guy. You have Jungle Boy, Jack Perry, whatever you want to call that little freak. But my thing is yeah, AEW doesn't hold a candle to WWE. And for Tony Khan during the NFL draft to say that they're the Pepsi Cola and WWE is what, whatever. All right, first off, Pepsi Cola is like some of the best pop you could drink. AEW is not Pepsi Cola. AEW is the flat burners that get left out, that gets left out for like a month. And then finally someone comes around and says, oh, this is empty, so we're going to dump this crap out because we don't want that. So, also, you have 39 women wrestlers, or 39 women in AEW. And out of those women, you got 35 active wrestlers, which 15 of those wrestlers are from WWE. Okay, we go again. You have altogether 161 active wrestlers. That's impressive. Or is it? Because I don't see you doing anything with nobody else. You got your core 15 to 20 people you use all the time. I mean, let's look at the champions. They have 8 champions, and 4 of those champions are made up of former WWE people. Are you saying, Tony Khan, that you want to put WWE out of business, or you want to make them look like they're small time, but yet you're bringing in these WWE people who were let go or just didn't resign, and you're pushing them more than you're pushing your own talent? Wow. That's a pot calling the kettle black, isn't it? You really want to go there, Tony? I'm not even going to call you Mr. Khan. You're just a douchebag. You don't know what you're doing. Stick to football. Only do you have 4 former WWE people as champions, but you also got 2 of your EVPs who can't seem to keep themselves out of the title picture in the Young Bucks. I mean, if you have executive vice presidents, they should not be active wrestlers. That is a conflict of interest, and I lost mine day one. Cody Rhodes left for a reason. Jade Cargill left for a reason. You tried to build this company up. I ain't going to do nothing. I'm going to stay all behind scenes. You're a lying schmuck. That's what you are. Again, stick to football. Now, here's an issue, and Martez, I know you're listening, and I want your opinion on this. Here is the issue. 5 years in, you never give any person of African-American descent or whatever a championship match until Swerve wins. And when he wins, instead of putting him in the forefront, you have the elite attack you. That, to me, tells me you don't have no kind of respect for Swerve. You don't have any kind of direction for Swerve. And all you want to do is put yourself in the forefront of everything because you are an egotistical little billionaire who's playing with daddy's money because daddy wants you out of his way so he can actually run a success in football, not you. What you think?
Well, I'm glad you – and listen, you locked and loaded tonight. I've never – and I've been doing this for quite some time, and anybody that's listening, I apologize. But in 6 years I've been doing this off and on, like, I've never been a part of a monologue that with that much fire, you know, with that much power, like with that much sauce on it. Like, you just set the tone, and you set the bar high, man. So let me see if I can get on this train with you real quick. You want to give your flowers real quick. I do want to say this. Now, I'm not one of those people because I'm not big on the race stuff. I didn't like the idea of Swerve constantly saying, I want to be the first black AEW champion. I wasn't big on that. But let me put that aside. Okay. Right now, I want to step in the foot, put my feet in the shoes of the people that really look up to Swerve because he's the first black AEW champion. I want to put my feet in those shoes real quick. And if my feet are in those shoes, I'll be mad right now. I'll be serious because what they did to Swerve Wednesday night was an atrocity. What he did to Swerve Wednesday night was, I think it was disrespect. And I agree with you. You know, this is not your top guy. Like, this is your A-champ, and you see Willow get a celebration for her TBS championship win. We see Chris Jericho get a moment to celebrate his FTW championship, a championship that's not even looked at as a real championship. And then the Young Bucks, you know, situation they had with Tony at the end of the show. You do all that for these people, but Swerve is wrestling in a match against somebody that I don't want to speak to everybody, but I feel like most of us don't know. Like, as somebody that tries to run a business, Josh, I don't always get it right. You know, when you're a business owner, you think you're doing something right, but you might be doing it wrong. And sometimes you need people to tell you no. Sometimes you need a no person. Somebody say, this might not be a good idea. So I try to be sympathetic with business owners because I get how it is, you know. But at some point, you got to be able to step back. And Tony should have stepped back and asked himself, is this a good idea? Because if we go through with this tonight, only thing people are going to be talking about is Tony Khan got power dropped. They're not going to be talking about Swerve. They're not going to be talking about the black AEW champion. And one thing that bothers me, and this is where I want, and I don't want to make it a race, but I guess it is a race issue now. This is my problem that I have with blacks, you know. And Josh, you may disagree with me on this. And that's fine because we can't agree on everything. But some blacks want the approval and sympathy from people so much, you know. And I felt like Swerve wanted people to have sympathy for him. Well, not sympathy, but Swerve wanted people to fall in love with him, I believe, because he will be the first black AEW champion. And look what happened. You're the first black AEW champion. Look what Tony did. You know, he's not even featuring you in a major way on this show, you know. And Josh, I'm at the point, like, you can make or break somebody in one night. And I'm not saying Swerve is broken, and I know you want to jump back in. I'm not saying he's broken, but I think that could have killed his run. You know, I already feel like he's a transitional champion right now because I think he's just a placeholder until they give it to Will Ospreay. But we'll see where it goes. I mean, I don't know.
I agree. And it's funny you say that because I think, and again, this is going to, we're going to wrestling church again. Swerve and Willow are both paper champions. And what I mean by that, like you said, they are placement champions for the time being. Because they are going to give Ospreay the title because, you know, he's like, oh, my God, he's godsend. You know what? No, he's not. He's just another wrestler who you got that you're paying, that you also going to have him disrespect WWE. That's all he has is, hey, I'm going to give you this amount of money. All you got to do is go out there and, like, disrespect WWE. It doesn't matter if they know how to wrestle. I mean, I think, and this is going to be a hot take here, Ospreay is overrated.
Oh.
And that's probably not going to be a popular opinion, but, hey, that's mine, and we're all entitled to it. So, you know, and the fact that when Mercedes, and I said this to my wife and to some other people too, when Mercedes Moné got signed by AEW and became the highest paid female wrestler in the world, not in the country, in the world, she's the highest paid female wrestler. I knew that they were going to give Willow Nightingale the title so they could say, oh, look, Mercedes Moné is going to win the title from Willow and avenge her injury. If she wins the title, she's only going to get injured the next night because that's all she's good for. You got a million-dollar princess that is already broken because she can't keep herself out of the injury list. Now, I said some words way back when, I said some words way back when about, you know, like women of whatever, that they do whatever, they put themselves out there to make money. I made a comment. I'm not going to make that same comment. Instead, I'm going to kind of swerve around it. See what I did there? Instead, I'm going to kind of swerve around it. But here's my thing.
I think I knew that.
Everyone knows the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, right? Amber Heard was one of the most sought after actresses after she did Aquaman. She was going to be DC's next big woman and everything like that, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. And she's worth all this money until she makes that one mistake. What's that one mistake? She took a crap, literal crap, on Johnny Depp. And that's what Mercedes Moné is going to do, but only instead of her taking the crap, Tony Khan took the crap on her because he's like, here, I'm going to crap out X amount of bucks. This is yours. Do what you want. She's got no mic skills. She's 100 pounds soaking wet. She's so overrated, so overhyped, and so blah, blah, blah. She is literally the female version of Barry Horowitz. She's there to put over people, but try to get put over herself. I guarantee before the end of this year, she'll be out with an injury and will have to relinquish the title if she has it. I guarantee. I'm willing to stake my reputation on it.
Wow. That's a bold statement right there, Jeff.
Well, I mean, in the first place. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
You go ahead.
Oh, I don't want you to go ahead. All right. No, I was just saying, like, you're going to ruffle a lot of feathers tonight. This is one hot show. Like, this is you came for blood tonight. And
oh yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, like. He who shall not be named because of all his trials and tribulations that he's going through, the former owner of WWE, he had his time. His time has come and passed. WWE is now leaving the PG era. AEW is not going to be able to even ride a feather on a coattail WWE because the way WWE is heading right now, they're not only are they taking over the world, but they're just like leaving everyone else in the dust. I mean, WWE is selling out everywhere. And you see all these pictures of people saying, oh, look, there's no one here. That's because you're taking the pictures before the events are going on. So stop lying, because if the event was going on when you were taking a picture, people would be in the ring wrestling. It wouldn't be an empty ring. There would be wrestlers in there. All these wannabe trolls that are saying, oh, look at this. This is so bad. WWE's only got, 20% of, no, WWE sells out. If you look at the pictures of AEW, you see the performers in the ring wrestling when you have not even, that's why they had to go to smaller venues, because they can't even sell out a 10,000 person arena anymore. Let's call it what it is. AEW is on life support. And I'll be damned, we need to pull that plug and just let that crap die, because it is a smite on the world of professional wrestling. I'd rather watch little person wrestling than watch AEW wrestling.
What
here,
you say,
I can see you. I would rather watch little people wrestle instead of watch AEW.
You trying to be careful tonight, right?
Hey, my show's called NC-17. I'm keeping it PG-13, but I got to bring a little bit of the NC. You know what I'm saying?
No, this is good stuff. Like if you stepping into the walls and these doors, open talk freedom to the flash. I want y'all to bring it real. You better work with me while I'm working with you. Just bring it real. Bring you. Of course, we got to be respectful to certain things, but I'm digging this. I'm digging this show tonight.
Well, let me say this. I'm sorry if I offended anybody by that statement. That was not my intention. I'm just saying that there are certain wrestling events that happen that are in the local that are 10 times better than what I see on AEW. I mean, I watch AEW just so I can fall asleep. Or so I could get a good laugh, like, ha-ha, look, Tony Khan. And then this idiot wants to show up with a neck brace on. All right, first off, if you've been power drive like that, you ain't showing up to NFL draft with a neck brace on. You're going to stay at home to sell it better. But no, you're sitting there drinking your Coca-Cola and all this other. How are you going to drink Coca-Cola, but then you're going to say that you're the Pepsi? What are you, a moron? Yeah, he needs to get sued for false advertisement. That's what he needs to do. Not all of AEW is bad. I will say, I do like the Tony Storm stuff. That's awesome. That's it. That's what I like about AEW is Tony Storm. That's it. Everything else is just garbage. You got Taya Valkyrie and you got Johnny, whatever you want to call him over there now, and literally you're doing nothing with them. They're doing more on the independent scene than they are with AEW. Okay, fine. You want to pay your people so much money to have them work independent dates to get paid more money over there, and then they're just taking your money? That's like when Eric Bischoff fired X-Pac when he was sitting at home injured. He sends a telegram, you're fired, by the way. All right, he's on the injured list. He's rehabbing, and you fire him? All right. You're living WCW days now, my friend, and guess what happened to WCW? Last time I checked, WWE bought them and ran them out of town. You got to be honest.
Josh, if I could say again, what bothers me about AEW, and I work with a few of their wrestlers, like, we should ever do these shows, and people just can understand, like, we're doing the show, and these are our opinions, and hopefully this doesn't jeopardize any future relationship is doing something else. But if it does, it does. But what bothers me about AEW the most is they started the jabs 5-6 years ago. They started talking about WWE. They started take a shot at WWE, and they still do that to this day, WWE is just not really, saying stuff back in certain ways. But like, get WWE off your mind, Please focus on your product. That's the biggest thing I don't like about, they want to play victim. That's one thing I realized, AEW wants to play victim, but they're the ones initiating the beef, if you will.
Yeah, you're 100% on that. Now, let's call AEW's greatest accomplishment, and this might be a hot take, it's probably going to be a hot take, let's call AEW's greatest accomplishment was giving Cody Rhodes and Jade Cargill somewhere to rest so they could go to WWE and be the dominant people that they are. Because there's no way on God's green earth Jade Cargill be so powerful, so dominant, and so undefeated in AEW, and then all of a sudden you have her have a wrestling match, and then all of a sudden the cyborg chick, whatever her name is, I forget her name, that's how bad it is, but Chris Statlander comes back, wins the match, and then has one more match with Jade, and then Jade leaves. Jade knew the writing was on the wall when they would have her wrestle once every 3 to 6 months. So no wonder you're going to be undefeated if you ain't wrestling. And that ain't her fault, that's his fault. Because he hired her so green and then pushed her so much that at the end of the day, yeah, she was good over there. But what happens when you take the good and you put it in WWE? It becomes great. The same goes for Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes was in WWE, left, did his thing on the independent scene, started a company, got hosed and shafted by that company and the owner of that company. It was like, all right, fine, I'm just going to go on back over here to WWE and prove you schmucks wrong and prove that WWE is the number one place to be. WWE, the referees in WWE are better than the referees in AEW, except for Audrey. She's cool. Or Aubrey, whatever her name is. I like her. You know, her facial reactions when she... So there's two things, her and Toni Storm. Only things I like. I don't like that the Big Show had 15 hip replacements since joining AEW. I don't like Mark Henry's commentary because the dude sucks at talking. I don't like Taz. I don't like Jim Ross. I don't like none of them. Jim Ross can't go one show without flubbering what company he works for. I mean, all respect to the guy. You know, for the longest time, he was the voice of wrestling. He needs to retire and start making more of his barbecue sauce and enjoy his retirement. Taz and his son, Hook. Now, Hook, quite as kept, his contract expires in a month or two, and he's on WWE's radar. So there's a good chance Hook's going to be gone. MGF is rehabbing. You know, you got all these people that you want to be the people, but yet you're pushing the WWE guys because, let's face it, Tony Khan's not an AEW guy. Tony Khan's an WWE guy. That's why he's pushing all of them. So every single person who's under contract with AEW, if you ain't come from WWE, if you ain't related with somebody in WWE, you ain't getting pushed. Plain and simple. I mean, you got Bandido, one of the best luchador mass wrestlers out there. And on the independent scene, he was killing it. In AEW, he's like, where he got lost in a shuffle. Then you buy Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor, literally, every time you do a Ring of Honor show, maybe 35, 45 people stay to watch it. And that's facts. You can look online and see the videos. Let's talk about Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe, when he was in WWE, was up against the likes of Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, all these big guys, and he was able to hang with them. Never, ever, ever won the championship. That was WWE's fault, because I think that Samoa Joe would have been a good champion for them. However, he goes to AEW, he becomes champion. Why? Because he's a WWE guy. As a matter of fact, he took it from MJF and lost it to a WWE guy. I mean, the writing is in the sand. That line has been drawn. if you ain't WWE or former WWE, you just exist in a world to where you're just complacent and waiting for your contract to expire or for you to get fired. I mean, at least that's my opinion. I don't know. But that's enough of dogging AEW. I mean, I'll say this, and this is going to be the last thing I say about AEW, at least for this show, because I'm pretty sure they'll do some stupid stuff next week, and I'll have more to say. But whatever. AEW should not have even been brought into existence the way it was, because you can't have the inmates run the asylum and also have those same inmates be the ones who control the outcomes of every match, who control the storylines, who control pretty much everything, because they're going to keep putting themselves in high-profile matches when you get all the other people getting pushed back. So AEW, I don't even want it to be a slow death. They should just like pull the life support plug on AEW now, let them die out, let it fizzle. And then let all the wrestlers do what they want to do, whether it be WWE, Impact, TNA, whatever you want to call it, MLW, it doesn't matter. Because right now they are under the contracts of a tyrant who doesn't know how to be a tyrant other than for his own sanity of, I love WWE, so I'm going to let all my WWE folks over here come over here and be champion while all you self-made AEW guys can just sit back and watch. And he can't even keep Chris Jericho out of a faction. I mean, that's all I got to say about that. But I would like to take a little bit of time, not a whole lot of time because we only got a couple minutes left. I would like to take a little bit of time and just say that TNA, killing it. MLW, killing it. WWE, smashing it. I mean, these companies are the companies that I thoroughly enjoy watching. Because these companies, one, they give us good stories. I mean, that Bloodline story, even though it ran its course, and I'm kind of tired of it, they're starting new blood, so now it's starting to get fresh again. Okay, cool. I mean, storytelling, opportunity, and just plain old good matches are all wrestling fans look forward to. And right now, that's WWE, TNA, and MLW. Anything else other than that, you just fall to the belt waist and you drop to the floor. That's it. Plain and simple. Now, I'm not going to take too much more time. I would like to thank Open Talk 313 The Flash for giving me this opportunity to pretty much, you know, destroy AEW and hopefully not get canceled. But, well, AEW can get canceled, but not me. No. But it's just, go ahead.
I was gonna say the door is always open. A couple of you can do it again next week or the week after next. But definitely want to do the show. Like, just seem like a good time slot if we both can. I know you always free, just be me, but it's a good time slot to do wrestling, do a wrestling talk show.
Oh yeah.
But I'm had a good time. Happy you came back tonight.
Oh yeah, shoot. Thank you for having me. And shoot, as a matter of fact, the name of the show, the Josh's View of Wrestling by Josh Wynn. If you want, take it under advisement. You know what to do.
Yeah, Josh, like, he's not one of these people that just don't know what he's talking about. The dude is a wealth of knowledge. You know, I just wised up just by listening to him these last 35 minutes. Like the guy is good. Not everybody can do what you just did these last 36 minutes. And this show was fire. You know, it didn't have to be 2 hours. It didn't have to be 3 hours. Like, you said a whole lot in a short amount of time. And I can't wait to replay this on the social site, you know, because we have to push this. When something is this good, you got to push it. You got to push it. So, as a founder, program director, producer of this platform, I gotta put this out there. And make sure
I appreciate
you. Put this on your Facebook page. Yeah, put this on your all your social pages if you want to, especially your YouTube. Okay.
Sure. I will say one more thing. If you're not down with Open Talk 313 The Flash and NC17, I only got a couple words for you. What the hell are you doing? Yeah, we good stuff. I mean, Open Talk 313, they got, I mean, let's talk about the OG show. Can I got a minute? Do I have a minute?
Yep, you got a minute.
All right. Let's talk about the OG show. I know, you know, I kind of said I wasn't going to, but I got to give props. I got to give credit. So Wrestle Talk in the D is where I got my start on Open Talk 313. Things fast forward 2-3 years. Here we are now. Yes, we can join together and do shows, but it's not just shows. This is a family thing. It's like a family reunion every time that we are able to talk to each other. I don't care if it's personally, privately, or on the show. Anytime we're able to talk, it's a family reunion. That's what Open Talk 313 wants to provide, a family environment, which I kind of almost messed up today by getting them canceled a little bit by saying some stuff. I'm sorry. But I just know that Open Talk 313 The Flash is the premier place for any person who wants to talk about wrestling, who wants to join a family who's always going to have each other's backs. Give or take a couple people. I'm not going to name no names, though. But anyhow, I'm the controversial one. That's why I'm called NC17. That's why one F-bomb kind of flew out of my mouth, which I apologize for. You know, but in all seriousness, Martez, Al, Open Talk 313, The Flash, they are the WWE of the platforms for podcasting. That's all I got to say. I'm going to let Martez do the rest of the talking so he can close out the show because,
That was, hey, Josh, you put it over. You put us over, put Open Talk over. I appreciate that. But now, just want to take these next 2 minutes to really, again, commend Josh for stepping up and stepping into this show. Without much, no script at all. Like, no script at all. You know, we didn't prep. You know, we didn't do any of that stuff. We just turned on the on-air button, and Josh just started shooting. And I think Josh has a lot of upside. You know, I've been knowing that since day one. Josh is good at what he does. He has a number of shows, movie recap. You know, I had a privilege of tagging along with him at the early stages of it. That's a great show. NC17 is a great show. He's doing viewing parties, I believe, movie viewing parties. He's doing a lot of stuff. He got a lot of stuff going on, and I'm happy to have him back. He's a brother. Seriously, he's a brother, and nobody's going to cancel us but God, you know. This is our platform. And one thing I do want to say, like, people are entitled to their own opinion. Like, Josh has strong opinions. You might not agree with it. You might agree with it. But, you know, just understand that it's okay for people to have opinions. No one needs to be canceled over opinion. I mean, I could see if it was a life-threatening opinion. So he was threatening people. I get that. But Josh is he's just spitting facts and spitting bars for that. So I'm going to stop rambling. This is Open Talk 313 The Flash, the Josh of you on wrestling. Again, thank you, Josh. We're going to end this show tonight. Hopefully we'll be back next week or maybe a couple weeks from now. All right, Josh, have a good night, man.
You too, brother.
All right.